If you've tired of the corruption that permeates big-time college athletics, then our next story is for you. It's about a sport evident at nearly 150 colleges in the U.S., and though it's not as popular as football or basketball, nevertheless, it rewards its athletes with real cash money, and all this without fear that they'll find themselves in trouble with the NCAA. Ron Schachter reports.
Cruising down old Route 66 in Tucumcari, you could easily miss the low-slung campus of Mesalands Community College, were it not for the tall wind turbine belonging to the school's well-regarded wind energy technology program. But what stood out even more lately is alive and kicking in the arena a few hundred yards away.
Here's Shade Gilbert. Mesalands Community College, a hometown bull rider. He needs everybody from Tucumcari.
At the far end of a large dirt oval, dozens of college cowboys and cowgirls perch with well-worn jeans and mud-caked boots on the rails of animal pens and starting chutes. They wear leather or silken vests emblazoned with logos on the back. Cochise College, New Mexico State, the University of Arizona, Diné College. 142 colleges and junior colleges, almost all of them west of the Mississippi, field teams. Sylvia Mahoney, the author of College Rodeo, From Show to Sport, says that these college competitions have been around for more than half a century. Not that you'd necessarily know it.
It was actually officially organized in 1949 by the veterans coming home from World War II. And you see, it's been 62, 63 years now, but it still surprises people that you have college rodeo.
The athletes at this rodeo, hosted by Mesalands, come from the Grand Canyon region, one of 11 divisions in the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association. As in gymnastics, they compete not just for team championships, but for individual titles, in events from barrel racing and bareback riding to breakaway roping and bull riding. Many rodeo riders receive either full or partial athletic scholarships, and their coaches roam far and wide to recruit high school stars. Mesalands sophomore Macy Fuller remembers when dozens of colleges came calling, as early as her sophomore year of high school.
I had colleges from all around the United States trying to outbid each other and trying to pay for everything and paying me money on top of paying for my books, my tuition, my in-state tuition, out-of-state tuition, my horses' feed, stalls.
Being offered cash to enroll, an extra $2,000 a month in Fuller's case, is just one reason that this college sport is not governed by the NCAA. Riders also earn cash prizes at college events and can simultaneously compete on the pro circuit. Fuller has already cleared $5,000 in a single weekend. That money comes in handy, she adds, since all members of the Mesalands rodeo team bring as many as five of their own horses, feed them, and pay their own entry fees every week for the events in which they compete.
These cowgirls are going to be riding in as fast as they can.
Last year, Fuller was declared College Rodeo's Rookie of the Year and finished second in goat tying at the College Nationals. Goat tying, strictly a women's event, involves galloping at breakneck speed, dismounting on the run, and tying the rear and front feet of the goat waiting at the other side of the oval.
She tied that goat so fast you can see the smoke rolling off of her fingertips. Yikes!
Junior colleges like Mesalands routinely face their four-year counterparts, often with remarkable success. Walla Walla Community College in Washington has won two national men's titles in the past 5 years. Mesalands, with barely 1,000 students, has become a wrangler magnet. The rodeo program has grown to 49 students, all on athletic scholarships, from 15 states and 3 countries. Last year, the women's team finished fourth at the Nationals. This year, the men's team lassoed the country's top male high school recruit, Mike McGinn. Head coach C.J. Aragon points to another accomplishment.
In the last 5 years now, we've had more academic All-Americans than any other school in the nation. Smart kids learn, whether it's in the arena or in the classroom. And when you get kids that are teachable, they're going to improve in both areas.
College Rodeo Commissioner Roger Walters says the alumni of college teams now dominate the pro ranks.
Each year at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, upwards of 90% of those top 15 in those events, every event there, have been in college rodeo. If you want to compare us to baseball, is we're the farm league.
Hustle it through, okay? He did really good in Shiprock.
Amy Redhorse, the coach of Diné College in Arizona's largely impoverished Navajo country, sees rodeo scholarships as an unusual opportunity for the 13 women and men on her team.
I had to explain to them so many times that it's important because you probably have more college credits than your own parents, sisters, or brothers. You need to take advantage of it because it's getting paid for, and plus you're doing something you really love to do.
The college rodeo schedule runs through mid-November and picks up again in the spring. The college national finals take place next June in Casper, Wyoming. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.
You're listening to Only a Game.